small city, big personality with your one and only host, Lady Miss Emma. Well, 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 just when you thought it was safe to come back outside or go back inside, I don't know, do the little shaky dance, Lady Miss is back in your ear holes. How the heck are you all doing? I've missed you all so much. It's so nice to be here. And I'm here in my own house doing this podcast today. In my living room, Cato's sitting here next to me, Dougal's over there on the settee sleeping. I've got everyone here, I've got all this, everything at my disposal. And Small City Big Personality have given me a window in order to come back and entertain you again with a couple of memories, some music, a bit of madness, and all sorts of other things. I've got a what's on today. I'm going to tell you what's going on in my life as well, because I get a lot of questions from people asking me, right, Lady Miss, what is going on with this caravan now? What's been happening? So I'll let you know what's happening there. School Bus Man, he's still sending in poems. Honestly, I've got so many poems by School Bus Man that I'm literally becoming a poem, so I better get rid of some of them. I better let the outlet out. And I've got Sisters Who Rock, I've got a reggae moment, all your usual bits and bobs here on this show today. Whoopee! And it's going to become a regular thing. Every Sunday this podcast will be out. You can download it to your device, you can stream it, you can take me with you in your car. Oh, it's going to be wonderful, sure it is. So let's begin, shall we? Yes, we shall. Let's start today with one of my favourite bands. You'll remember this if you listened to my show before. This is the Temperance Movement, and this is Only Friend.
Don't you ever forget your own words.
the Temperance Movement there with Only Friend from their album The Temperance Movement. Fantastic stuff. So you may be wondering how the heck I'm getting on with all the caravan shenanigans. Now, if you know me, you know that I have now purchased a caravan. Thanks to all the donations that I had from everyone, I have got a caravan now. A joiner popped up. We've been refurbing the caravan. I'm basically building inside it a studio so that I can do my podcast in the studio and I can travel around and live in the caravan. I'm going to be giving up my flat at the end of May and moving in at the beginning of June. So I'll be basically living in the caravan all the time from the 1st of June. That's going to be an adventure in itself. I've decided not to go to Europe straight away, but to stay in the UK for a while and go up and down the country, go up north and visit some wonderful friends that I've got up there, and down south and visit some wonderful friends down there and get some experience in driving the caravan as well. I've also got a lovely gentleman who works at the army base who is going to give me lessons in towing as well. So once the joiner's finished with the caravan, it'll come down here to Perth and it'll be get decorated then, of course, inside, and hopefully painted on the outside if any of you want to come along and get involved in that as well. And then I'll be able to get some towing lessons right then, so I've got a bit of confidence for getting out on the roads, because I hear it's no easy feat towing a caravan. Locally, lately have been playing at Greyfriars Open Mic. I'm hosting Greyfriars again on the 28th, that's a Thursday night. I was there a couple of weeks ago, and do you know, Greyfriars has an open mic Thursday night, the Bridge End Bar. Mikey hosts the open mic there every Thursday night, and the Twa Tams has an open mic every Thursday night. So if you like your open mics, Thursday night's the night to get out and about and go and experience all the eclectic musicians that are in Perth. Aye, get on that. Fantastic stuff. Okay, and if you also want to come and see me gigging, I'm at Cafe Taboo every Sunday now. I'm doing a kind of laid back, a lighter side of Lady Miss Emma. You can get yourself a glass of wine and some nibbles and sit and listen to the music or have a meal. I'm there from 6 till 8 every Sunday, and I have to admit, I'm absolutely loving it. It's going really, really well. So that is the lowdown on Lady Miss. Grooving on. All right, my darlings, I'm going to play you a wee tune right now by Free. I'm absolutely loving Free right now. So I'm going to play this one for you. This one is Woman. Enjoy. Thank you. Sisters Who Rock item. This one, this week, I'm going to have a wee tune by Deep Valley, a couple of lovely ladies from LA. Deep Valley, spelled D-E-A-P, Deep Valley, and this album is Sistertronics. Cool name for an album. This tune is Gonna Make My Own Money. There with Gonna Make My Own Money. All right, tell me, what is going on, man?
Hey, what's happening?
What's going on, man? What's happening? What's going on? Eh? What's everybody up to? I'll tell you what's going on. Alrighty, we're going to have a look at what's happening around and about in Perth. Yeah, there's lots of fantastic things going on, by the way. Probably a lot more than you even realise. Coming up on the 19th and until the 29th of May, we have Perth Festival of the Arts. There's so many things to get your teeth into if you like arty stuff. Oh, there's opera and there's horn sections and there's stuff for kids. Cinderins from Dundee are playing. They are fantastic. I would definitely go and see them. The John Wilson Orchestra is playing. Pascal and Amy Rouge, the 16. They are supposed to be. I've heard very, very good things about the 16. A whole choir of voices, and they take it to a whole new level of sound. Goose pimples, apparently, on top of goose pimples is what you can expect when you go to see the 16. Katie Tunstall is playing on the 27th of May. And of course, Jules Holland is here as well. Have a look onto the Small City Big Personality, what's on link on the website, and that'll take you and you can have a look and see what's on the Perth Festival of the Arts this year. Come along, get involved, support music. go and be an arty-farty person. Oh, how no? Eh? How no? And the second thing I'm going to mention, of course, as well, is Stride for Life. Now, Stride for Life is happening all over Perthshire, different days in different places. There's one for the Chinese community, there's one in Crieff, one in Perth, one in Aileth, one in Comrie, and one in Muirton and Burnham as well. Oh, look, Bangfoot and Aberfeldy. Jeebus, there's loads of them. And basically, it's just to get everyone out and about. The one in Perth is on every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Led by local volunteers and supported by Live Active Leisure, these fabulous walks will encourage you to get out and enjoy fresh air, a stroll, a chat, and a cup at the end. Sounds really nice. You can take your dog. The one in Perth is in Moncrieff Hall in Perth. But if you want to get involved in it, just get into the Small City website, click on what's on, and you'll see Stride for Life there. And now you go along, get involved, have a wee walk. Good for you. Definitely. Alrighty, that's what's going on for now. That's enough for you to be getting on with. Let's have another tune. Yes, we shall. I'm going to play you this one by Muse because this is an absolute belter. This is Muse. This is from the brand new album Drones. This one is Defector.
Yeah.
Brand new from Muse there, Defector from the album Drones that just came out recently. Get your hands on it if you can. I urge you to do so. It's an absolute cracker. Right, now we've got some Mac. Slow it down a bit. I need your love so bad.
Need someone's hand to lead me through the night. I need someone's arms to hold and squeeze me tight. Now when the night begins, I'm out of end. Because I need your love so bad. I need some lips to feel next to mine. I need someone to stand up and tell me when I'm lying. And when the lights are low and it's time to go, that's when I need your love so bad. So why don't you give it up and bring it home to me? Or write it on a piece of paper, baby, so it can be read to me. Tell me that you love me and stop driving me mad. Oh, because I need your love so bad. Talk to me at night. I don't want you to worry, baby. I know we can make everything alright. Listen to my plea, baby. Bring it to me. Because I need your love so bad.
Of course, our school bus man is still on the team, and he sent a poem in this week. Of course he has. Now, this dog of many colours just has a master plan. He's helping Emma, our lady miss, to paint her caravan. He's a charming little carer. He's a caring little charmer and really very able. And with a biscuit, you can lure him out from underneath the table. Oh, fantastic school bus man. Hi, Dougal's completely covered in paint. It's in his ears. Purple, turquoise, rose and magenta is the colours. And he looks like a little hippie dog. And I have to say, I absolutely love it like that. He just looks so cool, strutting around with his purple hair. Purple hair! Thank you, school bus man, for your weekly ditty. Keep it coming, please. Muchly, appreciated. Now I'm going to play this one now. This is a tune by Miss Bonnie Raitt. It's a cover version of a tune by INXS, and this one is I Need You Tonight. Nice. Dig In Deep, that was her cover of Need You Tonight. Beautiful. Now it's time for this. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Hello there, my name's Dougal and I'm a cockapoodle. Now, I got some news for you coming up right now. It's some doggy news. So you're going to shake your tail and waggle yourself and everybody's going to be okay. Make your noses wet and have some fun. Here's some doggy news for all the doggy lovers. See you later. Alrighty, yes, I do have some doggy news for you today. Now, if you pop over to the Small City Big Personality website there, there's an article written by the lovely Holly McDonald all about dog-friendly Perthshire. Now, this one, to be honest, is news to me also. I've just heard of dog-friendly Perthshire. Dougal's just came over here and sat right next to me now as we've done. Hello, man, it's me. Dog-friendly Perthshire is a website, and I'll read you what it says. For those who don't know about it, dog-friendly Perthshire is a fantastic Facebook page listing shops, hotels and pubs that love to welcome dogs right here in Perthshire. There are also some fab tips on walks and links to items on microchipping, pet insurance and other doggy related needs. You can share your perfect pups on there, your lovely pictures of your perfect pups. I'll get a photo of Dougal up as well. Yeah, so there you are, some doggy news. Dougal, would you like to say anything before we go?
Yeah, please send me sausages, lots of sausages. I really like the black pudding ones. They're my special favourites.
Dougal, you can't be asking the listeners to send you sausages.
Yeah, you can send them to Lady Miss Emma Music or something like that. I think that's what it is.
You can't send sausages to an email, sweetheart.
Okay, well, if you see me in the street, you can just pass them on to me. I really like sausages, and if you got them, I would be your friend forever.
Is that the only message you've got?
Yeah, keep wagging your tail and loving life.
Is that the rest of the message done?
Yeah. Have a good time.
Thank you, Dougal. That was fantastic. Let's have a tune now by Bob Dylan. This is Don't Think Twice. It's all right.
Well, it ain't no use sitting and wonder why, baby, even you don't know by now. And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, baby, it'll never do somehow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm a-traveling on, but don't think twice, it's all right. And it ain't no use in a-turning on your light, babe, the light I never knowed. And it ain't no use in turning on your light, babe, I'm on the dark side of the road. But I wish there was something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. But we never did too much talking anyway. But don't think twice, it's all right. It ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, like you never done before. And it ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, I can't hear you anymore. I'm a-thinking and a-wondering, walking down the road. I once loved a woman, a child, I'm told. I gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul. Don't think twice, it's all right. So long, honey, baby, where I'm bound, I can't tell. Goodbye is too good a word, baby, so I just say fairly well. I ain't saying you treated me unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time. But don't think twice, it's all right.
Rastafari.
Yo, me reggae lovers, now it's time for reggae moment.
Rastafari.
All right, team of reggae revelers. What have we got today for you? Max Romeo, Chase the Devil. For some reason, when I'm listening to this, it sounds like he's singing, he's going to chase the devil out of Perth. Out of Perth, aye? Well, I do believe that that's a good way to start a show. Let's have some Max Romeo and Chase the Devil. Jah Rastafari.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of Earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of Earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of Earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. Satan is an evilous man, but him can't choke sit on I man. So when I check him, my lass in hand, and if him slip a gun with him hand, I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of Earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of Earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. Oh yeah. Shirt and chase Satan out of Earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of Earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. Satan is an evilous man, but him can't choke sit on I man. So check him, my lass in hand, and if him slip a gun with him hand, I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of Earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of Earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space.
Does he mean he's going to put on an ironed shirt? Like he's going to iron the shirt with an iron, right? Or does he mean he's going to put on a shirt made of iron? Because maybe it's only a shirt made of iron that can defeat the devil. Like, because you've got to be that tough. I'm completely confused. He's going to chase the devil out of Perth with an ironed shirt on. I mean, why not? Absolutely, why not? Get on it. That's what I say, Max Romeo. Get right on it. Get in about it as much as you can. Lady Miss Emma with Small City, Big Personality. Hot in your city. Ooh! So you may be wondering, why Small City, Big Personality? What's so good about them, Lady Miss? Well, the team at Small City are really positive. I love their outlook on life. I love the things they cover online on their website. The Small City, Big Personality every week. Interesting stories about people who live locally, places to go locally, things to do locally. I just think it's fantastic. And I thought, I've loved and lived in Perth for 14 years. And I'll be honest, I've got a really soft spot for Perth. Always have done, always will do. So it's great to keep that connection while I'm travelling around, be able to keep in touch with you all as well. So I'm just 100% over the moon to be working with Small City. I'm excited that I'm back on air again and I'm getting to record. I'm just a wee happy lassie. And in honour of that, I think we should have some AC/DC and You Shook Me All Night Long right up in your business. To do a little tribute. A friend of a friend has recently passed, not the most well-known musician in the world, but I was reading through his obituary. A friend of mine, Rob Ellen, who knew him really well, Australian Scottish singer-songwriter Carol Brodie. Find that one tricky. He passed away just there on the 19th of April. Fantastic musician. While reading through his obituary, my friend Rob was like, you should go and listen to his tune, Count Your Blessings, Emma. It was an absolute cracker of a tune. And I actually was listening to it at the time and I thought, do you know what? I'm going to play that on my podcast. And it's a wee cracker. It's a bit country, but you know how I like a bit country. God rest your musical soul, Carol Brodie. And thank you for leaving us with this little treasure. And God bless your journey on its way. And big love to you, Rob Ellen.
Mm-hmm. your blessings, not your troubles. Folks around here say, count your blessings, not your troubles. Didn't you wake another day? Give thanks for the fruit from the tree, for the soil where you first sowed the seed, and what you lost that you really needed anyway. Count your blessings, not your troubles, folks around here say.
8 days out of seven, we're all covered in clouds. 8 days out of seven, you won't see nobody around. When that sunlight comes bursting through, it's a beautiful view. Stranger, if you choose, you can put your heavy baggage down. Count your blessings, not your troubles. Lose that frown.
Ain't nobody gonna stop you from leaving today.
Carol Brodie there with Count Your Blessings. What is it? Isn't that just a lovely little tune? Oh, God rest your lovely musical soul, Carol. Lovely, lovely song. Alrighty, Roo. Well, this is it. This is the end of the podcast. It happened quickly. It came and it's gone. But that's all right, because I'll be back next week. Don't fret. I'll be here every week with updates and jingles and jangles and poems and music and memories and animals and all sorts of things. So stay tuned. Now, like I said, you can go to Small City. You can download this podcast and you can listen to it on the go on your device. You can listen while streaming and Googling away. And I'm here in your ear holes having a happy day. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Now, what should we do before we leave? I think we definitely need to get the lead out, don't you think? Do you fancy getting a bit of lead out? Of course we do. And because now I'm a fully grown woman, and I may have mentioned that earlier, you know, I just am. That's what's happened. I know I've realised this is lead. This is living, loving. She's just a woman. God bless you all. I'll be back next week. Ciao for now. Peace. We're the